from Sweetest Friends. This year should be explicitly Nishmas Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. And the Schus of Moshita ben Peshadina, Ryan Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, the Baruch Abba Tzlach of Ochol Maase Yedehem. We're going to be learning the Sugi of Shtuya Yayin based on Taras Arab Soloveitchik, Sichon Lebracha. Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash in the first parak in the 15th halacha writes Yerayli Shkol Koyin Hakashal Avodim Nichlas Min Hamizbech V'Lefnim V'Shtuya Yayin O Shikor Mishar Mishakrim O Peruah Rosh O Kuroi Bugadim Kederach Kol Ra'al Amesim Af Al Pi Shelo Avad Avodah Harei Zeh Lo Kohol V'Roi L'Avodim Nichlas V'Shas Avodim Nuvol Kacha Re'om Uzer Shelo Yikonais Loke. The Rambam says that it would appear to me that any Kohen who's kasher lavoda, if he goes from the mizbech and inwards, and he has drunk wine, or he's drunk from other alcoholic beverages, or with long hair, or with torn garments, is one tears because of a person's death. He's chayev malchus, even if he didn't perform the service. The rationale is that he is fit for service and entered the Beis HaMikdash at the time of service in such a manner that's unkempt, the novel, and he's warned not to do so. So in any of these cases, Rambam says he gets malchus. Just by going in. And the Rambam writes in the next halacha, V'dinar nichnas kacha menizbech v'lefnim v'dinar yotze misham echadu. The laws that apply to someone who enters beyond the mizbech, and the laws that apply to ones who depart from there, are the same. Kate said, how does this work? Person drinks a revius of yayin, bemeis it between the ulam and the mizbeach, or tore his garments there and departed. He's liable for lashes. Similarly, if he performed service, did avoda as he departed, he's chayiv misa. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. In the Chedushim of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, he brings from the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos Le'Sein Gimel, who argues with the Rambam. And the Ramban holds that Azharas Shtuya Yayin, Prue Rosh, and Krue Bugadim are only an Isser Avoda, not to be drunk, intoxicated, not to have ripped clothing, not to have long hair, are only a Sure Avoda. B'chayev Aleim Rak B'sha Ovad. And one is Chayev only if he did Avoda. But not by going, coming in, and going out. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that if one goes in that way, or if one leaves that way, as he gave an example before, he leaves when he's has ripped clothing and the like. So, in such a case, he is also over on the Isser. The Rambam says, no, that's not the Isser. The Isser is doing the Avoda. Rabbeinu Chaim, there in his Sefer, brings from the Taras Kohanim Yain b'shechar al teish nemer kan b'vochem and nemer alan b'vochem b'vom al moed ma b'vom al moed osi say tzia kibia esam izbech kol moed Rabbeinu Chaim b'lo b'shah savoda af b'vochem al moed amur kan, etc., etc. The same will apply. It going out is like coming in, and being in the place of the Mizbech is like being in the actual Olmoid. person is only chayev at the time when one could theoretically do the avoda. So from here, Rabbeinu Chaim asks on the Ramban, and I'm quoting the lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim, the Ramban mefarish the hodein chayavin olav ela b'shas avoda. The Ramban explains that one is only chayav b'shas avoda, because the whole iser is on the avoda. Ela dekasha lefizeh, may nafka minika ben yitzia lebiya, kevan deini surah tali rak b'avoda. Since the whole iser is tali in avoda, then what does it matter? What's the difference between Yitzi and Bia? The Medrash says, the Taras Kohanim says, that he's chayiv if he walks in that way or if he goes out that way. Bia and Yitzi. But the whole Isser is only Avoda, so what's the schilik between Bia and Yitzi? The Isser is that he does the Avoda. And Ramban explains that it says ein chayavin olav ela b'shas avoda, ritzon olomer, you know what it means when it says ein chayavin olav ela b'shas avoda? It means that it's only the actual avoda, not the time of avoda, but the actual avoda. And not merely the time of Rambam holds, it's the time of avoda that one is chayiv. But the Ramban holds, it's doing the actual avoda. But then we're left with the conundrum. If that's true, what's the nafkamina between Yitzi and Bia? The whole word is avoda. What does it matter, Yitzi or Bia? That's not the issue. However, this kash is also shver according to the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh in the first parak, in the first halacha, Kol Kohen Hakosher La'avoda Im Shasa Yayin Asur lo likanis min hazbeach v'lefneim v'im nichnas v'avod avodas v'psula v'chayiv misa bidei shemayim. Any kohen is kosher l'avod if he drinks wine, he's not allowed to go from the mizbeach and in. And if he does, and he goes in there and he does the avoda, his avod is pasul and his chayiv misa bidei shemayim. So the Rambam already writes that a kohen that works when he shasa yayin, when he shasui, when he's intoxicated, is chayiv misa. So why did the Rambam have to add alachat hazayin? What does the Rambam say? V'dinah nichnas kacha men ha-mizbech v'lefnim v'dinah yotzei misham echadu. Ketzek on shishas revi yisyayin bein v'lo mizbech okor b'gadav sham v'yatsa. Loke v'chim ovad b'yitziyaso. And if he did avoda when he went out, he performed the service when he went out, he's chayiv misa. So the Rambam writes that a kohen in halacha aleph, that a kohen who does the avoda when he's intoxicated is chayiv misa. So why does the Rambam add in halacha tezayin, if he does the avoda on his way out, he's chayiv misa? Mali yitzia, mali bia. The whole word is avoda. Now it's the same kash we asked on the Ramban. We can ask on the Rambam. On the Ramban we asked if the whole word is avoda, that's the iser. Then what does it matter, yitzia or knisa? The iker is that he did the avoda, not when he's going. It doesn't matter whether he's going in or going out. What matters is that he's intoxicated during the avoda. We can ask the same thing on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that he, once we know that he's chayav misa for doing avoda when he's intoxicated, so why does the Rambam say, and even if he does it when he's intoxicated when he leaves, what does it matter when he leaves? The ikar is that he did the avoda. Mali yitzia, mali bia. He did avoda. Pashut chayav misa. Another kasha Rambam writes there in Halacha Tesvav, Yor Elish, Kokwan, Koshel, Avodim, Lichas, Menos, Bech, Lufnim, Bushasu, Yain, Etat, Shalpish, Lo, Avod, Avod, there is a like, gets Malkus. Any coin is Koshel, Avod, if he goes from his Bech and inward, and he's intoxicated, even though he didn't do Avodah, he gets Malkus. Why was the Rambam told that this Psak, in Lashon Ye Roi Eli, as if there's a Chiddush, Rabbi Nuchayim proves that the Rambam gets this from the Gemara. The Rambam gets from the Gemara that just for going in, you're over an Isser. Get Malkus. So why did he say a Lashon of Yeroyli when it's a Mefurish in the Gemara? As Rabbeinu Chaim asks. Another kash is what the Ravid says in his Asag and Halacha Tesvav. In Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam had written that any coin kosher, Avoda, if he goes from his Bech Lefnim, Bushasu Yayin, or Shikr Mishar Mishakrim, or Pur Rosh, or Kura Bugadim, any of these states of Nivol, Afal Pisha, Lo Avad Avoda, he gets Malkus. Since he's Roy Lavoda and he went Bishas Avoda, and he's commanded not to go and he gets Malkus. So the Ravid comments, Ze Lo Matzasiv, Elok Shu Korev Lo Mizbech. It's only us, or if he actually approaches the Mizbech to do the Avoda. Lofim Mizbech, Malas Durabbanan him. But just going, Lofim and Mizbech is only Durabbanan. Vein behem Malkus velo Misa. No Malkus, no Misa. The Kash is, who mentioned anything about Misa? The Rambam here is talking about Malkus Bisser Knisa. Not talking about Chiv Misa. So why does the Ravid say, no. When he goes in, there's no Chiv Misa. What do you mean when he goes in, there's no Chiv? Rambam never said there was a Chiv Misa when he goes in. So why is the Ravid bringing in something Shalala and Yan? Not relevant. So it appears as follows. The Rambam writes, Nuchas Bias Mikdosh, Perek Vav Alocha Aleph, Kokoin Shishbo Mum, Bein Mum Kavua, Bein Mum Moiver, Lo Yikonis, Lo Mikdosh, Min HaMizbech, V'Lefnim. Shnemar Al Prochus Lo Yavu, Lo Mizbech, Lo Yigash, Vim Ovar, V'Nichnas Loke, Avo Pisha Lo Avad, Vim Ovad, Ben Mikdosh, Posal, V'Chil Abodasa, V'Loke, Avo Lavodu, Shnemar, Shehir, Bo Mum, Lo Yigrav, The Rambam says, this again is Bias Mikdash 6:1, any Kohen who has a mum, whether it's a permanent mum, it's a passing mum, he shouldn't go from the Mizbech and inwards. As it says, El Prochus Lo Yevel Mizbech Lo Yigash, if he has a mum. And if he did, he gets Malkus, and even though he didn't do the Avoda. And if he does Avoda in the Mikdash, when he has a mum, it's possible. And he desecrated the Avodah, and he gets Malkus, even on the Avodah. As it says, Asher, that anyone who has a mum is not allowed to approach. Means he's not allowed to go to the Avodah, so he's got an Isser to go in, and he's got an Isser to do the Avodah. So there's two different lavim by a Baal Mum. One lav is going in, and one lav is Shelo Yavod. And these lavim are chalukim be'etzim yisodim. Two different psukim. Going in is el aprochus lo yavav el mizbech lo yigash. Bein mokom be'esh lo yikonis, he's not allowed to go in. V'imav v'necham sloka afa b'esh lo ava. V'imavad, he gets malchus on the avodah. And learn that from another pasuk, Shleik Rav Lavoda. So it's Mavur Midivrei Rambam that they have two different lavim by Baal Mum, one not to go in and one not to work. And these lavim are chalukim be'etzim yisodim. However, it's not like that, like Abishtu Yayin. The Rambam writes in Nochus Bias Mikdash, Parag Alef Aloch Aleph, Kokoin Akosha Lavoda, Im Shosi Yayin, Osulo Likonis Menizbech Velefnim, Im Nechanes Velvet Avodasa Psula Bechayv Misu De Shemaim Shenemar Velosa Musa. Any Kohen is kosher lavoda. If he drinks wine, he's not allowed to go into the Mizbeach and inwards. And if he goes in and he does lavoda, it's possible in Schaib Misvedei Shemayim. So here he puts them together. So really it's one Isser. They just have a different onesh. One is going in as Malkus, and the other one is Misa. And we see this also from the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. There's only one lav, the Gabi Shtuya Yayin. And two different lavim, one of Knisa, one of Avodah, the Gabi Baal Mum. So that comes out clearly from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. From the Yad, it's not so clear that it's one Isser. That it's Mishem Echad. But the Chor, it's Mishem Echad because it's both derived from the same Pasuk. And when it comes to a Baal Mum, they're two different Pasukim. They have one Pasukim for Knisa, one Pasuk for Knisa, and one Pasuk for Avodah. By Shtuya Yayin, there's just one pasuk. Not to go in Shtuya Yayin, and from that you learn not to enter and not to do the avoda. So they have a different punishment, but there's betzim one lav. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim. That Baal Mum is two separate lavim, one kinisa, one avoda, and Shtuya Yayin is one lav with two different punishments. So some muchach when the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Kol Kohen Hakasher LaAvoda Im Shasa Yayin Aser Lo Leikanes. Any Kohen who's Kasher LaAvoda, if he drinks wine, he's not allowed to go in. So he's only over the Isser Knesa B'Shtuya Yayin if the Kohen himself is Kasher LaAvoda. Like Abay Baal Mum, Rambam doesn't say it has to be Roy LaAvoda. Why? Because the Isser Knisa by an intoxicated Kohen is the same as Avoda, so he has to be Roy LaAvoda. It's one lav. But by a Baal Mum, if he does a Knisa, he doesn't have to be Roy LaAvoda because the Knisa and the Avoda are two separate lavim. And let's say a Baal Mum goes in there Shtuya Yayin. He's only going to get it for being a Baal Mum and not for Shtuya Yayin, because now he's not Roy LaAvoda because he's a Baal Mum. We have to understand, why don't we also say the same thing about a Malkus of a Baal Mum? That he shouldn't get Malkus, because even without his Mum, he's not Roy LaAvoda. Because he's Shtuya Yayin. So why don't we say the same thing? What do we say? We said that if the Baal Mum goes in Shtuya Yayin, he only gets Malkus out Baal Mum and not out Shtuya Yayin because he's not Roy LaAvoda. If he's not Roy LaAvoda, he doesn't get it for being a Shtuya Yayin. Shtuya Yayin is only if he's Roy LaAvoda. Kokoin Akasha LaAvoda. But he doesn't have to be Kasha LaAvoda for Baal Mum. So if he goes in a Baal Mum Shtuya Yayin, he goes in with a Mum, and he's also intoxicated, he only gets the Malkus al Baal Mum, but not Shtuya Yayin, he's not Roy LaAvoda. Then why don't we also say, like I'll be the Malkus of the Baal Mum? He shouldn't get Malkus because he's Shtuya Yayin. He's not Roy LaAvoda. So we have to say that this prat of Roy LaAvoda is only Shaykh Lagabi Yisr Shtuya Yayin and Purei Rosh. He's only there. The Isser Knisa and Isser Avodah are Mishem Echad. It's the same Yisoda Isser. And they're interdependent. And therefore only the Isser Shtuya Yayin we require They should be roi lavoda, but now let's say baal mum. Kabei baal mum, the yisur knisa and yisur avoda are two shemus nefradim. They're two separate shemus, two separate yisurim. And he doesn't have to be roi lavoda in order to be over and be mischayv al baal mum. Another raya is from the fact that Rambam writes kabei yisur knisa v'shtuyan alacha tesva v'reiz aloke. Oil v'hu roi lavoda v'nichatz b'shas avoda minuvol kacha. The Rambam says that it's a tenai in the chi of Malkus of Knesset b'shtuya yayin that it should be b'shas avoda v'nichnas b'shas avoda. So it's muchach that the yisur b'shtuya yayin, the yisur Knesset and the yisur avoda are interconnected. And if it doesn't apply to this, it doesn't apply to that. And therefore, it has to be roi la'avoda b'shas avoda. So that's the yisod advarim, sweet friends, that the when it comes to now, when it comes to Shtuya Yayin, it's a Tinin Avoda. It's the same shame as Avoda. And if it's not Roy Lavoda, it's not Chayiv. Not Chayiv even for the Knisa. Therefore, it has to be B'Shas Avoda. And it has to be Roy Lavoda. So now, it would appear we could say as follows that by the Yisur of Shtuya Yayin, the gather of the Yisr is Yisr Knisa L'Mikdash Shtuya Yayin. But the Yisr is broken down into two different variations. There's an Yisr Knisa B'Shichrus Shaloi Galav, and there's also an Yisr Knisa Shalavoida B'Shichrus. One is going in B'Shichrus, for that he gets Malkus. And the other one is going in and doing the Avoda B'Shichrus. And even a Shikor, a drunk person, Oved Shechayev Misa, his Isser is not B'Toyras Isser Avoda. Geder Isser is Isser Knisa Shel Avoda. And if we say the Moshel that if he was Mezer Ala Knisa V'Shagig Ala Avoda, nevertheless you could say that he's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shemayim, even though he was Shogig on the Avoda. Because if it was just a plain Isser Avoda, it's Pashat that he would only be Mischayev if he is Mezer on the Avoda. But according to what we're explaining, that the gather of the Yisr is the Yisr Knisa, and the Avoda is only a Tanai in the Chiyuv Misa, but it's not an Yisr Avoda. The gather of Yisr is an Yisr Knisa, and the Avoda is a Tanai in the Chiyuv Misa, but it's not an Yisr Avoda per se. Therefore, we can say that he's Mischayev Misa, even though he's Shogeg on the Avoda. Because we only need the Avoda as a Tanai in order that it should be. Have a shame knisa shel avoda. So that's mamish a geder chadash. There's knisa for which one gets entering, for which one gets malchus, and then there's a knisa shel avoda where the iser is the knisa, one's chayiv misa, and the tenai for this chayiv misa is that he does avoda, and therefore even if he's shogeg on the avoda, it doesn't matter because he was mazed on the knisa, and he was only shogeg on the tenai, so he's still chayiv misa. But the iser is not an avoda iser avoda be'etzim. And he's chayiv misa on the knisa shel avoda. And on this prat, the Ravid is coming to be masig on the Rambam. I'm so impressed the Ravid learned this way. Such a brilliant way of learning it. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam, and he says, no, by knisa lefnim nizbech has no malchus and no misa. In other words, even ba'ove, that the iser is mishum knisa shel avoda, there's no malchus and no misa boso makom. So if he's an Oved, and his Isser is because of Knisa Shel Avoda, but if he's in that place, if he's Lefnim in the Mizbech, from the Mizbech, and inwards, towards the Ulam, so there's going to be no Malchus for the Knisa, and no Misa for the Avoda. And we also understand why the Ravid mentions Misa, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it. Because even the chi of Misa of an Oved is because of Knisa. And the Rambam is talking about Knisa, so it makes sense that the Ravid is going to mention Misa, because even though the Rambam is talking about Knisa, but even the chi of Misa of Oved is because of Knisa, it's because of Knisa Shel Avoda. And the Ravid says, no, He mamish has to be karev lamizbech. Some say it means he did the avoda. Some say he didn't do the avoda. But he's not going to be chayv in the area between the ulam and the mizbech. We also understand why the Rambam says that if a person was oved b'yitziyos, he's chayv misa. And we require a chiddush al pitaras kohanim. So we ask, if it's an isra avoda, what does it matter? If he did it on his way in, on his way out. Like the Rabbeinu Chaim asked a similar question in the Ramban we saw at the beginning of this year. Now we understand the Rambam very well. Because the isra is not together isra avoda. The isra is together isra knisa shal avoda. And by isra knisa, or bia, we require knisa kedarko kederich bia. And therefore havamina, I would think, that he's not chayiv when he does it derech yitziyah, because the isur is knisa shel avoda, not yitziyah shel avoda. And therefore you have a special yitur to tell you, no, he's also chayiv b'yitziyah. And this yitziyah is aser al t'knisa, like it says in the Taurus Kohanim. Aser is ha-yitziyah kabia. So just like he's chayv on a knisa shel avoda, and going in and doing the avoda, he's also chayv on going out and doing the avoda. And that's why you need the yitrok. It's not on the avoda be'etzim, it's on the knisa. So you would think that if he does that on his way out, then he's not going to be chayv. So kamash malan, that's why you need the special yitur. No, even though it's knisa shel avodah, yitzir shel avodah is also chayiv. What's interesting is that a similar biur was said by Rav Shneur Kotler, printed in the Amma Torah journal, and also by Hagrid ben Hagriz. So Hagrid ben Hagram and Hagrid ben Hagriz say the same vort about the Isser being an Isser of Knisa Shel Avoda. That's the gedder of the Isser, and that explains a lot, as we've been saying. Mishnah Lamelech is choker. If you need an avoda tama to be chayiv, an avoda tama is an avoda in the mikdash that concludes the mitzvah. And there's no avoda after it. So does one need an avoda tama in order to be chayiv for shtuya yayin? So if you say that the iser is the knisa shel avoda, the iker is the knisa, the avoda is the tenai, l'chori, you don't need an avoda tama, you don't need a chashav avoda like avoda tama, because the iker iser is the knisa. According to this, we can explain that the Rambam writes in Halacha Tesvav, the Lashon of Yeroyali, that it appears to me that a Kohen who shtuya yayin or pura rosh is nichnas lefnim anim izbech v'lefnim gets malchus, even though he didn't do the avodah. And Reb Chaim asks, why does the Rambam say Yeroyali when the Rambam learns it from the Gemara? So based on what we explain, we can say as follows, that one would think that a shtuya yayin or pura rosh doesn't get malchus when he just goes in, because since the Isser Knisa Stam and the Isser Knisa Shel Avoda are both B'Torah Shem Echad, as we've been explaining, so you might think that a Knisa Shel Avoda is the Iker Lav and the Knisa Stam is a Lav Tufel, and you don't get malchus. And we see numerous places in the Rambam they only get malchus on the Iker Lav, and you don't get malchus on the Lav HaTufel, even if it's a Lav Min HaTorah. For example, it's Surei Hanom and HaTorah V'Chadoyme. This is explained in the Eretz Tzvi in Siman Lamed Vav. So on that, Kamashma on the Rambam, that the Yisr Knesa Stam is not considered a Lav Tafel to the Yisr Knesa Shel Avoda. That's the Rambam's Chiddush, that you would think that no, it's an Yisr Tafel, and therefore there's no Malkus. Kamashma, no. It's not a Lav Tafel, and it's also Maker a Lav. And even though the ownership of Knesa Shel Avoda is more Chomer, nevertheless, you also get Malkus and Yisr Knesa Stam, and therefore the Rambam says, Yeroi Ali. Because you would think, yeah, maybe you could prove in the Gemara that it's us, but who says you get Malkus? It's a Lav Tafel. And the answer is that it's not. It's not a Lav Tafel. It's also the Iker Lav. There's a Knesa Shel Avoda, and there's a regular Knesa, and you get Malkus for one and Misa for the other. And now we can understand the Rambam Paskin's Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that a Shtuya Yayin is not allowed to Paskin. But he doesn't mention anything about Malkus. So it's mashma that if a person paskins when he's shikr, he doesn't get Malkus. Because Moira Hora is a Lav Tofel Lagamre. Even if it's Yisra's Menatora. Because Shem Hora is a Chalo Shem Kshel Atzmo. And it's Tofel to the Yisra Biel HaMikdash or Biel Shel Avodah B'Shichrus. That's the Iker Lav. So you have the Iker Lav Menatora, which is really broken up into two parts. There's the Knesa and Knesa Shel Avoda, and then you have the Yisur Hara, which is Lav Tafel, and for that there's no Malkus. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Gam Shoshanim and Chelek Beis, he discusses the idea that maybe Hara B'Shichrus is Begeder Knesa Asura, but Al Kopanim there's no Malkus because it's a Lav Tafel. So Mirtz Hashem, Bertzos Hashem Darkeinu, we'd like to revisit this because there's a lot more to talk about. Very fascinating topic. And we should be Zoche Lilmodu Lilamed Lishma Velasos. Well, the Kayim is called Divrei Salma Tarasu B'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest of peace forever.